Raising the height of the Blue Lake Dam has already cost millions and taken years of work to conduct surveys, obtain permits, and design the thing. And for years, Dean Orbison has been one of the people wading through hundreds of thousands of pages of permits, designs, contracts, regulations, surveys, reports.
Well, it's kind of exciting to finally do something, you know, shall I say productive?
Orbison is a generation engineer for the city's electric department and project manager on the Blue Lake Dam expansion. He just moved his office recently from the city's public works complex on Jarvis Street out to the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. That's where the equipment and workers will do a lot of staging for the job. But the work itself will take place about 2 miles up Blue Lake Road.
The equipment that's going to be going up to the lake is, you know, pretty incredible. We're going to have a crane that reaches entirely across the dam.
Portions of Blue Lake Road will be closed to the public for up to 2 years while the project is underway.
First of all, we'll be hauling spoils out from all of our blasting. All the rock that we're blasting up there is, for the most part, going to be hauled back to the industrial park, and we can't have the general public on the road getting run over by the big trucks.
The road will still be open as usual from its base at Sawmill Creek Road up to Heart Lake, but the area beyond, including the campground, will be closed. Closing the road will not be the only impact the project has on the general public. Utility Director Chris Bruton told the Sitka Assembly that electric customers will likely see changes on their bills.
I fully anticipate that we're going to have some significant changes in not just the rates themselves, but the rate structures.
In July, the Assembly boosted electric rates for people who use very little electricity and those who use a lot. The idea was to set a minimum amount that people had to pay to get utility service and then promote conservation by charging extra to heavy users. But the Blue Lake construction contract came in above $90 million, despite engineering estimates that originally put the cost around $50 million. Sitka has asked the state legislature for money and is also planning to borrow from the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank. And Bruton says now that the project will cost more than originally thought.
Our objectives have changed. We're not really looking at conservation per se so much. We're looking at maximizing sales and trying to keep the cost as low as possible for our ratepayers per class, but also recovering adequate revenue to meet our bond covenants and maintain the utilities.
In other words, Bruton says they need to keep rates attractive to customers, but that the city also needs to make some money to pay back whatever it borrows. He did not toss out any numbers on Tuesday night. Exactly how the rates get retooled will depend on how much money the city ends up borrowing. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.